4 keys to build a successful drop shipping business to supersize and grow your business. Sharon Horn Elstrom here, and we're talking about adding a drop shipping strategy or having a drop shipping business or drop shipping strategy to grow and build and supersize your business. Why would you want to do that? Number one, huge, huge way to add an additional stream of income to your business. Low barrier to entry. It costs almost nothing to hook up with and partner with someone to have them send merchandise, products, and usually merchandise products. But I'd have to think, I don't think there's any such thing as, you can have a service business where you drop ship different things to your customers. I've used drop shipping for, I don't know, since it first came out. Started out using it for a couple of my books through Amazon. Amazon would actually print on demand and ship books for you. And there were a whole bunch of other providers too. And I'm sure there's even more now than when I first started using it, but I tend to stick with the ones I like the most. But there's a low barrier to entry. It doesn't cost much or hardly anything to get started to add drop shipping, adding products and services, products. I always say products and services, products to your offering, or actually having components of your offer drop shipped and delivered to people directly. It streamlines the retail and the fulfillment process like nothing I've ever experienced before. Grew up in traditional manufacturing and distribution systems, as well as sending products and services through the mail to people on a business by business basis. And now there's whole industries that do just that. Low investment, doesn't cost a lot to get started. Flexible and scalable, which are probably two of my favorite things about drop shipping. It's very, very flexible, and you can scale it up quickly, much more quickly than you could do it usually in-house or in your facilities and on your own. So I'm going to share 4 key strategies or components to setting this up for your business. Of course, the first is selecting your niche, the people that you're going to provide products and services for. If you've already got an audience, you've already got an existing business, all you have to do is find out, well, what kind of products would my current customers like? What would they be most likely to want? And then offer them those. Merchandising, sharing your brand, putting your name and logo and brand on things, and people will pay you for that. They'll buy that if they love your brand and they love the experience they've had with you. They will proudly wear merchandise and products with your logo and brand on it. So we want to make sure that we pick a niche if we don't have a niche already. Then we want to partner with reliable suppliers, reliable service providers. Do your homework, find people that you're going to partner with that will actually do what they say they're going to do and will deliver the products that you select in a timely fashion. All of us have had the experience where we paid for something and waited weeks and weeks or sometimes months to have it actually delivered to us. And so we don't want to partner with suppliers like that. So do your homework, get recommendations, all the other things we do before we make a decision when we're adding something to our business. And then the third thing we want to do is implement effective marketing strategies, right? We don't want to just have stuff and then not let people know that we have it. Marketing is all about letting people know the things that we have to offer. So if we're offering cool merchandise, cool mugs with incredibly enlightening sayings or things with our brand on it, hats or jackets or sweatshirts, all the traditional things that people use to promote their business can be drop shipped nowadays to your customers. And there's nothing better than having customers go out and be little brand ambassadors for us because they love what we do for them. And then finally, prioritize customer experience in everything that we do. If we want to grow and build and supersize our business, we want to be making sure that every touch point with our customer is positive. That's why we strategically pick who we're going to partner with if we're going to add a drop shipping component to our business. So love to know if you've ever used a drop shipper, what your experience has been, positive or negative. Might have all been positive lately. Early on when drop shipping was just starting to be a thing, of course there were challenges and problems as they were becoming adept at their business and learning what processes work best for them and how to integrate with them from our end of the world. Of course, there were bumps and bruises, just like growing any other business. But now drop shipping, picking the right drop shipper can make your life much easier, add an entire income stream to your business, and it can be a really great way to get people out sharing the word and the news about your business and the things that you have to offer and what you can do for other people. All right, have an awesome day. I will, of course, be with you tomorrow.